With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Time to fire up the grill.
Time to go to Total Wine and find the perfect flavor to pair with those burgers.
Ooh, I love their beer cooler.
You love their prices even more.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, ridiculously low prices. Total Wine and more.
Hey, don't forget the Johnsons are coming over. I want to find a rosé Jill hasn't tried yet.
Let's go exploring at Total Wine. Their prices are ridiculously low.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, always low prices. Total Wine and more.
Good evening and welcome to the LFC Day Trippers. It's the Fatback Four, but it's a Fatback Four with a difference. I'm your host, Keith, and tonight we're going to do another quiz. And people may be sick of doing quizzes at this stage, but we like them, so we said, why not? But tonight, what we're going to do is we said we'd get the best of the Day Trippers with Grizz and Shawnee up against the best of the best. We've got the boys from Coppish coming over. We've got Callum and we've got Matt looking to take the throne. Boys, how are you feeling tonight? Do you think you have what it takes to steal the title away from Trippers?
Yeah, man, we're confident, man. We got this, innit, right, Cal? We got this, bro. Yeah.
We're about.
We got this, man.
That doesn't sound too confident, Cal.
Come on,
Cal.
We've got to raise the roof, bro.
I'll tell you what it was. You know,
Cal, just went,
If Vince McMahon was a boss, he'd be getting sacked. His aunt selling this to Cowboys.
Matt came in hard, like ready to tag him. And Cowboys like, not yet, don't tag me yet.
It's good cop, bad cop, Grizz.
No, I'm not going to lie. This is going to be a tough one. It's going to be tough because, when I realise what this is about, it's going to be tough. But we're quietly confident.
In the comments or on the tweet, all I could see was Callum supporters, right, talking about his memory like an elephant and shit. I'm telling you, this could be dangerous, Shawnee. You know what I mean?
All right. You can't win.
But you don't worry. I've got if he's got the memory of an elephant, I've got the hunger of an elephant. So we got this. You don't worry, Shawnee.
Well. Elephants are vegan, and they don't eat meat or shit. You want a tiger. You want the appetite of a tiger.
Or lion. Say lion. Maybe lion or something.
Okay.
Well, there you go. There's a lot of aggression in there tonight, and this is what we love to see. This is what we're all about over at Day Trippers HQ. Before we get started, I just want to say this show was brought to you by Tayrock. Tayrock's one of our sponsors, and they do lovely watches. We've all got one on the lads here on the Fatback Four. They're lovely timepieces, as we like to say. And if you go onto the Tayrock website and you use the code DAYTRIPPERS15, you get 15% discount. So check it out and see what's on the site there, and you might get yourself a nice little bargain. But lads, we're on tonight. So we said, what better way to have a quiz? It's international. Well, it's not international week, but Liverpool are on a bit of a holiday at the moment. So we said, what better thing to do than have a little quiz? And we'll bring in the lads from Coppish, because it's always good laugh when we do a little crossover with the boys. And I know we enjoy it, the lads enjoy it, and a lot of the subscribers seem to enjoy it as well. So we said we'd give it a go and we'll see how it goes for a bit of fun. But this is only leg one. It's the first leg. It's going to be a home one for the Day Trippers, and the lads will have to go back to face the rot on Coppish turf the next time. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. And
no fans, empty grounds. So, you know what I mean?
Trust me, bro. Should have done these podcasts and build a pit.
Only fair.
Two neutral venues. Right, lads, we'll get cracking. Right, there's going to be, I've downed seven rounds, so we'll see what we can do about seven rounds.
Lord.
swap Grizz's head around in the middle. Right, so what we're going to do is the fourth round is going to be like the American show Jeopardy, where you get an answer nearly and you have to say the question, but it's more who am I, right? So I'm going to give you a clue, and you have to tell me the player we're talking about, okay? So I've randomly decided who's going to go first, and it's going to be the Coppish boys are going to go first. And I've also decided that Callum is going to be the captain and Grizz is going to be the captain of the Day Trippers. Okay. And this is only for later on in the quiz. You're going to need your phones close. But, so,
hey, can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Is Grizz doing impressions this week?
He's not doing impressions.
No. Scrap that round.
Close. It's not going to be impressions. We can't saturate the impressions market. But he will be doing something. So, needless to say, Grizz will be the captain for that reason. So, first off, right, the lads are going to start on Coppish, and we're going to give you clues. Now, you can answer between yous, but we want just to keep it moving, right? So, you can have a little little confer, but not for too long. I'm going to keep it moving, right? So, the first question, Callum, or whoever wants it. I'm the third Israeli international to play for Liverpool. Who am I?
John, your answer now, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Yossi Benayoun.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was going to say Yossi. Yeah, Yossi. We're going with Yossi.
It's correct. 2 points.
Nice, easy one to start off with.
Nice, easy one, yeah. See, it could have gone either way.
I like it, Keith. I like it.
This could have gone either way, Grizz. I wear number 58 jersey for Liverpool. Who am I?
Current team.
Yeah.
58.
Well done, Cal. That's got to be someone in the
reserves.
Yeah.
It's not Nico.
No.
Is it Reese? And that's 54, I believe.
I'm going to have to hurry us here, lads.
Trent, 66. Flip, Cal.
We're going to have to guess it.
Well, should we go with...
More like Reese's. Yeah, I feel like he's 68. Yeah, we'll have to go Reese.
Yeah, I think we got it wrong, though, you know.
No.
Yeah.
Ben Woodburn.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, my days. Yes.
And you got a hat trick as well recently.
Oh.
Yeah. He's in vogue at the moment. Question three. I spent a loan spell at Liverpool in 2001. Who am I?
2001.
French in Nicolas Anelka.
Ooh.
Final answer.
I'm worried that's 2003, you know, Carl.
No, it wasn't 2003. It's definitely 2001. Yeah? We beat Ipswich last day. He scored in that game.
See, I'm relying on your memory, bro. We're going with that.
Correct. Jeez. I returned to my homeland to play for Sporting Lisbon in 2019. Who am I?
Oh,
Camacho.
Yes. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Correct.
Oh, is the other one count?
No.
I was thinking of the other Portuguese one. You know the midfielder?
Which one is that?
I can't remember his name, but we're going to stick with Camacho, though, bro.
Right. We've played for Reading, Stoke, Rangers and Blackpool. Who am I?
So, Reading... Stoke, Rangers, and Blackpool.
And Blackpool.
And he's played for Liverpool. Oh, he's obviously played for Liverpool. I'm thinking Charlie Adam for this.
I'm not sure if I'm being honest, you know.
Definitely played for Stoke. Definitely played. I'm almost certain he played for Rangers. Gonna go Charlie Adams.
Play for Rangers. Yeah, he can be to be fair, Cal, he can only be the only one when I think about it. I was thinking of the younger guy. No, it's got to be. Has to be. It is. You're right. It is, Cal. It is.
Correct.
There we go.
Right. I signed from Heron Vane in 2012, making 12 appearances for the Reds. Who am I?
Heron Vane in 2012.
Easy.
Easy.
I know it.
Heron Vane in 2012. Oh, was it? Was it Asaidi? Where did Asaidi come from?
What, the left winger, the Moroccan guy?
Yeah, I feel it like me. Because in 2012...
Hold on. That's the Rodgers era. Hold on.
That was Rodgers' first window. You got Asaidi.
Yes, it is him. 100%.
Correct.
It is. Yeah.
Roy, I scored 2 goals in the Champions League final. That wasn't for Liverpool. Who am I?
Wasn't for Liverpool. Steve McManaman. Was it Steve McManaman?
Now, just to be clear, lads, there could be multiples of this, but it's the one I have wrote down.
Oh. Scored 2 in the Champions League final. Wasn't for Liverpool.
Did Morientes score 2?
Not a Champions League final. No, he hasn't got a brace, as far as I know.
Carius.
I'm almost certain Matt Manaman got 2 for Real Madrid against Valencia.
Well, when he scored the scissor one,
you know, the scissor kick volley from outside the box.
I'm gonna be real.
You may have to go for Maka. Unless you can think of anyone, Mac.
I can't think of anyone else.
Yeah, gonna go for Maka.
Can't think of anyone else, you know.
Karl Heinz Riedle.
Munich.
I am a Dutch international who won 4 medals for LFC in 1 year. Who won we?
Virgil van Dijk.
No, there's 2. There's 2. Is it the one that you've got on your list?
It's the one that I have on my list.
There's 2.
Oh.
4 trophies in 1 calendar year.
It's got to be. He must have put VVD.
But you've got VVD, you've got Genie as well. Going back further than that, in 2000 and 2001, we won 5 in a calendar year, I believe. But this is, who did we have then?
The most successful Dutchmen have to be Genie or Van Dijk. It's got to be. I say we go Virgil, because Virgil's the most likely guy, most likely he would have put down. I'm hoping.
That's why I feel like keep my
goal. I wish I could hear this.
Yeah, Virgil.
Virgil, incorrect. Sander Westerveld.
We had him on the show!
2001, Sander Westerveld. And by the way, you can have a photo with these answers, lads, if you want to query any of them.
No, we just...
quiz, obviously. After the quiz.
I just stuck up the joint. Sorry, Carl.
No, both of us on that one.
I am a 147 times capped international who came to Liverpool via West Ham. Who am I?
147 caps and came from West Ham.
He signed from West Ham.
Doddle, man.
What was that?
Is that your Chris Hoddle? Yossi wouldn't have had 147, surely.
That's what I was thinking. That's a lot. Because remember,
Adrian ain't got any.
No, Adrian came from the park. Flipping.
Could be.
Flipping. Joe Cole was from Chelsea.
Yeah.
These are quick fire round, no, Keith?
Yeah. We need to get an answer out of these lads. Well, we need to rush this up with 7 rounds of this.
It can't. And it ain't. No. Want him.
Bro. We're going to have to go. We're going to have to go.
Yossi. If he has racked up them.
No.
Mascherano.
Oh. Did you get 147?
147.
Flipping
hell. I'm gone. And final question. I started my career at Banik Ostrava. Who am I?
Where?
Milan Baros. Don't worry, Carl. I got this. Milan Baros.
Final answer.
Milan Baros.
Correct.
Nice one, Matt.
Well done at the end there, Matt. So at the end of that round, lads, you have got 12 points.
Yeah, 6 out of 10.
Not a bad start. Not a bad start.
Which is solid. Okay. It's a good start. It's a good start.
Solid start, boys. Well in.
Solid.
Don't worry, Carl. We're moving.
I just need these guys to bottle it now.
Yeah, that's exactly
with you stroking the beard, that's never a good sign. I mean, it's freaking hard.
And the sinister little moustache, the little... Yeah.
It's a sign of wisdom, brother. It's a sign of wisdom.
We're going to see.
With the baddie out of an Indiana Jones family. Right. Lads, first question. I have made 1 appearance for Liverpool, the club my father played 81 times for. Who am I?
you cut out there at the start. Sorry, keep going again.
I made one appearance for Liverpool, the club my father played 81 times for. Who am I?
Tom Ince.
Final answer.
Did he play one? Did he only play one time for Liverpool, Shawnee?
I think so.
I'm not sure if I think he played more than once, but it does make sense. Unless there was anything else that comes to mind. Tom Ince played only once for Liverpool? That's the only thing. If you're sure, go for it.
He didn't play many games because he went out, didn't he? And then we were trying to get him back when he was at Blackpool. We were actually going to put him back.
Think go Tom for it. Ince, yeah, Tom Ince. Yeah, Tom Ince then.
Correct.
Good one. I wasn't sure if it was one appearance or
not. No danger.
We just double check.
Oh, relax. We'll leave the banter. I have assisted a decisive goal in a Champions League final for Liverpool. Who am I?
Joe Matip.
Final answer.
I've assisted.
Are you conferring or just trying to answer? Because I don't know.
He set up Divock.
Okay, yeah, that's the only one I can think of. The other goal was a.
This could be. I could John Arisa. It could be. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Anybody
that's what I mean. Say, so, what's the question again? Is there a trick question? Answer a trick question. No, I'm serious.
The clock is ticking here, guys.
We go with Matip. I think Matip is the left field one.
Final answer.
Yeah, Matip.
It is Matip. Well done.
I knew that one.
But that's right. That could be
anyone. So it could be anyone, and it was on my list. So you just have to pot luck. Jesus. I joined. I joined Liverpool from Coventry City in 1994. Who am I?
Is that the little striker? Would it be Speedy in 1994? Was he from Coventry?
It's before my time, Grizz. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, over to me, that means. Coventry, 94.
Yeah.
Speedy.
Final answer?
Yeah.
No. Feel bad. I was a 32.5 million signing who scored 10 goals in 42 games. Who am I?
Andy Carroll. That's all I can think of. No, whoa, hold on. Christian Benteke.
Yeah, Benteke, I'd say.
Benteke.
Yeah, Benteke.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Damn, I was hoping he's going to go. Carroll, I knew it was Benteke.
Carroll was 35.
Yeah, that's what true.
Indeed, yeah.
My middle name is Ivanhoe. Who am I?
I know this.
Your question, Grizz. For a man who knows it, you haven't given me an answer yet.
No, it's one of those ones, isn't it? It's in your head.
Oh, I see. You didn't know it. Middle name. I see, just
I don't know. We got
Ivanhoe is like a what, current player?
Well, he could be still alive.
Time to fire up the grill.
Time to go to Total Wine and find the perfect flavor to pair with those burgers.
Ooh, I love their beer cooler.
You love their prices even more.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, ridiculously low prices. Total Wine and more.
Boy, I don't know.
Just throw some
One more time, the question. Who's a current player with the name Ivanhoe? What? No.
His middle name is Ivanhoe. Who is he?
His middle name is Ivan.
No fucking way either of us know.
Chris knows what he's doing, you know.
Chris knows he's trying to buy time.
Chris already pulled the boys up for
it. I do know it. I've heard it on a podcast, man. I know he's on a podcast and he talks about
it. I have to rush it. I need an answer, Chris.
Emil Heskey.
Yep, correct.
What? How the fuck do you ask him?
On a podcast, he talked about it. He was taking the piss out of.
That's a famous one.
They were taking the piss out of his middle name.
Yeah. Emil Ivanhoe Heskey. Well, right. I signed for Liverpool under the Bosman rule in 2005. Who am I?
2005. So that would be Bosman. That would be after the Champions League's, Shawnee?
There was a
Morientes after the Champions League. It was a famous.
We pay for Morientes, isn't we? Bosman rule.
Is that Bolo? Bolo Zenden, Shawnee.
Yeah. Bolo Zenden.
Yeah.
Happy to go with that, Craig. Yeah.
Final answer.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Right.
There's one high caliber one we done after them. Champions League.
I'm the first Guinea international to play for Liverpool. Who am I?
Is it your man Titi, do you reckon?
Yeah, don't get sucked in.
Yeah.
Big up to Sega, massive. Remember the old Sega Diallo on Twitter?
Yeah. We're going to go with Titi.
Yeah.
Correct. Thought he got you there. I thought he got you.
You're going to say Nabi.
That's what happened as well.
We got dog way into champ there.
I was going to, but then I just stroked my beard and I said, no.
I was born in Bosnia and signed for Liverpool from Southampton. Who am I?
Dejan Lovren.
It's got to be in it.
Yeah.
Degsy. Can't think of anyone else from that part of the world that we signed.
He's big on all of that, where he came from. I watched the documentary. Yeah, it's Dejan Lovren.
Degsy.
Correct. Thought I had you on another trick one there, lads.
Did you?
Yeah, but I'm being Croatian. I thought Bosnia might have thrown it. I'm the other Uruguayan to play for Liverpool. Who am I?
Luis Suarez.
No, other Uruguayan. The other Uruguayan.
Sebastian Cuadras.
That is the first one.
Final answer.
Yes.
Who was forced? Which one?
Cuadras.
That's not the question. That's not the question.
Oh, no, I'm just trying to trick you again.
Yeah, don't fall for it, Sean. Don't fall for it.
No way. You chill out.
Right. Before joining Liverpool, I played for Atletico Madrid and Porto, among others. Who am I?
Maxi Rodriguez.
And just people in the comments are saying, take the first answer, take the first answer. The lads are allowed to sort of spitfire on this a bit, and then we'll get the final answer confirmed.
I think it's Maxi Rodriguez.
I only know him from Atletico, so if you're confident on Porto, go for it.
No, but I can't remember too many players you saw from Atletico. Go on, Maxi Rodriguez.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Diogo Jota.
Oh, shit. Shit. It was pictures the other day. Fuck's sake. There was pictures on the internet all over that since we drew a fucking hell.
So a solid start from the Trippers, lads. We've got 2-4.
That was a good start. 10,
they got 16
against 12. But it doesn't really matter, lads. This is all going to build up and build up until the end, and it'll all be key at that stage. People in the comments are saying, you know, don't be putting the answers in the comments. We've asked the lads at the under quiz to turn the comments off so they can't see them, and we'll take them on their word that they're honest. And I'll be honest, there's been some skullduggery has gone on in the past. So the lads know the script here that we won't be looking in the comments. So if you just want to fire your answers in, feel free. We won't tell you not to, but the lads hopefully won't be seeing it. So, as we say, Trippers 16-12 after the first round. But Coppish boys, there's nothing in that. That's really a small lead. So, as the team in the lead and the team captain, Grizz, I want you to give me a letter, A, B, C, or D.
You can probably guess. A.
Of course. So, this round is called Where in the World. And Grizz has picked A, which is Brazil. So, I'm going to ask you 5 questions to deal with Brazil or Brazilian players that play for Liverpool. Okay, you can't confer, and I can't confer because you're all going to have around each, right? So this is just for Grizz. Grizz, which Brazilian has won the most Brazil caps while playing for Liverpool?
Which Brazilian? How long's Bobby been on the scene? No. Alisson, Lucas, Bobby.
Gonna need an answer here, Grizz.
I'm gonna go with Bobby.
Correct.
Lucas.
Bobby's gonna 43 of his 48 caps.
I was gonna say Lucas, but
Lucas nowhere near it. Which club did Liverpool sign Lucas from?
Which club?
Yeah,
I think someone said it in our group earlier.
No way.
We're just randomly talking about Lucas.
Come on, Grizz, we need an answer here. 25 minutes in, and we're only on round 2, part 1. Come on.
Ah, it's a Brazilian club, man. Grêmio.
Correct. Blue and white. You're looking at them blatant comments, Grizz. I'm not going to lie.
My comments are off.
Which keeper signed for Liverpool from Palmeiras in 2008?
I didn't hear your first bit, sorry.
Which goalkeeper signed for Liverpool from Palmeiras in 2008?
I know that.
Yeah, it's that name. Fucking hell. My mind's gone blank on his name.
Gonna need an answer, Grizz.
Pass. My mind's gone blank on his name.
Fuck lads, do you want to throw a name in?
Cavalieri.
Yeah, correct. How many goals did Aurelio score for Liverpool? Fabio Aurelio score for Liverpool, Grizz. Was it 2, 4, 6, or 8?
2, 4, 6, or 8. Is this all goals? Yeah, all comps?
Yeah.
Can only remember.
No confirming.
4.
Correct.
Yeah.
Fucking guess. Pure guess. I was 4 or 6.
How many clean sheets has Alisson kept in 91 Premier League games? And I need an answer quick before people start firing them into the chat. So
my chat's off, so it doesn't make no difference.
I want to be able to sleep tonight, Grizz. So
okay,
games. How many clean sheets?
40.
42. Unlucky.
Oh, come on, I get something for that.
You get nothing for that. No, it's a long time. That's not how quizzes work.
I was
going to
say 43, you know.
Within 2 or 3, like the margin of error in that one. Fuck, you know.
Yeah. Now, over to Callum for this one. Callum, give me B, C, or D.
C.
C. You've got Holland. Right. Now, who was the most capped Dutch player while at Liverpool?
While at Liverpool.
Yeah, so they've won their caps. Just to clarify, it's the same as Grizz's one with Firmino. They've won most of their caps at Liverpool. So while they've been at Liverpool, they're the most capped for their country. They mightn't be the most capped player out of all of them, but at Liverpool, they got the most caps.
I'm going to go Genie.
Incorrect. Dirk, 64 of his 104 caps while at Liverpool. Mm. At which club did Genie Wijnaldum begin his career?
PSV Eindhoven.
Feyenoord. He went from Feyenoord to PSV to Newcastle. Genie has scored more than once against 3 teams. Not in the one game now, just in his career, right, for Liverpool. West Ham, Barcelona and Hill. Who are the other team he scored more than one against?
Just so in one game you're talking about?
No, just as the teams he scored against, he scored more than one against 3 teams. Barcelona, West Ham, and one other team.
Barcelona, West Ham. Genie. Barcelona, West Ham. I'm trying to remember his goals now.
Gonna have to hurry up, Callum.
Sorry. His first season, it was Watford. He scored against. I'm gonna have to go. I don't know this one. West Ham, Barca. I don't know. I'm gonna kick myself when I get the answer. Though, I know.
Go throw a random team out. Give me a team.
Arsenal.
Close. Chelsea.
Was it Chelsea?
Yeah. Now, just to be clear, everyone, I'm getting these off LiverpoolHistory.net, so if they're not right, take it up with them.
He scored a brace against Chelsea.
No, he scored twice against Chelsea, not in the one game. So he scored two goals.
You meant in one game.
I did clarify that. Maybe I didn't clarify it clear enough. Who did Liverpool boy Jan Kronkamp from? Or what club did Jan Kronkamp play for before he went to Liverpool?
I knew this question was going to come up.
The great Jan Kronkamp.
I liked him.
I know we bought him in 2006.
I just want to put out there, I liked him.
Jan Kronkamp. I'm going to guess Ajax, but I don't think that's right.
No. Anyone know?
PSV.
No. Villarreal.
Final.
Villarreal. Oh, it was a straight swap with Yosemite. We swapped it. Yosemite.
Oh, Hosemi. The guy that cost 2 million. Yeah.
Good egg. Right, final question, Callum. Final question for you. Ryan Babel scored 22 goals in 146 appearances. But how many assists did he get?
Oh, jeepers.
I didn't get no margin of error as well. This is one of them.
No, I'm going to be real. This is got to be a guessing.
Yeah. How many? So you got 22 goals. I'm going to say 13 assists.
15.
Oh. That's decent.
It's decent. I was 2 out.
No, same.
That was a nightmare round.
They were no, but bro, they were hard. I'm not gonna lie, they was a hard bit.
And a lot of this will depend on where the questions are. Some of them are gonna be easier than others, so it depends on the ones you pick. So Shawnee, we're over to you. You've got B or you've got D?
D.
B.
D.
B.
D for the exit.
Difa Deggy. You've got Spain.
Oh, I was hoping I'd get this.
Of course you were. Right.
Yeah, you're screwed, Matt. I'm not going to lie, bro.
I'm finished.
Don't even know what the country is, but you're
screwed. No,
but
do I. I'll have to check what the country is. That's
not bad. Probably something mad, like Chile or something.
Guinea. Speaking of Guinea.
Yeah.
Shawnee, Spain. Which Spaniard has won the most caps while at Liverpool?
Xabi Alonso.
Correct. He's won 49 of his 114 at Liverpool.
My favourite player of all time.
Yeah, big fan of his work. How much did Liverpool pay Barcelona for Lucho Garcia?
Jeez.
That's what I mean. This is what happens, man. Unfortunately for you, you're not going to be left with this.
Lewis Garcia.
Yeah, Lucho. Lucho to friends.
12 million, was it?
Unlucky, Matt, tell him.
It was about 6.8.
You said it was easy a minute ago. Now it's a belt.
No. It was 6.8. It was 6.8. Oh, flip. All right, well, it's kind
agents fee.
Yeah. We got to figure that. This is bonuses, right. When we talk, we're going to consider the agents. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Roy, Shawnee, in 339 appearances, how many clean sheets did Pepe Reina keep for Liverpool?
Jeez.
In 339 appearances in all comps, how many clean sheets?
In all comps?
Yeah.
I'd say going to be below 1 and 3, obviously, you know, but no, it wouldn't be 135.
177.
Yeah, it was a bit
How many Champions League winners medals did Fernando Morientes have when arriving at Liverpool?
Oh, bollocks. So he would have won a couple with Real Madrid, and he was in that Monaco side, wasn't he?
Oh,
Monaco, I've been my part of course. Two.
Three.
No!
It's three.
He's at Champions League. I thought it was two as well, you know?
He got in 98, 0-0, and 0-2. Three Champions League winners.
Lame. I would have said two as well, Sean. Yeah, that's two.
Now, finally, question, Shawnee. How many goals did Fernando Torres score in his fourth season all competitions for Liverpool?
Oh!
Fuck. I have two numbers in my mind. I don't think he did 30 in all comps. I have two numbers, though. I have 31 and 28 for some reason. 28. I'm going to go with 28, Keith.
33. Oh,
fuck.
I knew that. Yeah, 33. I need Spain, bro.
Well, man. How's your German?
Oh,
not bad.
No.
Germany's not too bad, you know, Matt.
That isn't too bad at all.
We'll see.
But I say that before we hear the questions.
Yeah, we'll see. And we need a solid round out here, Matty.
Yeah. I let you down there, Matt.
We move.
Captain got sent off in the last round.
Roy, which German has won the most caps while at Liverpool?
This is a trick one.
Flip, it's either Hamann or Marcus Babbel. I'm going to go with Didi Hamann.
Correct.
There we go, Matt. There we go.
Against which London club did Emre Can score his first Liverpool goal?
Bastards, yeah, I could have done with Germany. I would have swapped you, Matt.
You got this, Matt. You got this.
Arsenal?
Chelsea. 2-1 defeat.
Flip. Yes.
Sorry, on that one though, was it actually credited to Chan?
I don't know. It was a massive deflection.
Yeah. Well, according to LFC history.net, take it up with them.
can we bring in VAR? Yeah. Can we take a look?
You got the email? You got the email, Callum? Callum, I'll WhatsApp you the email. Email them.
Which club did Christian Ziga join after leaving Liverpool?
Sorry, repeat that again.
Which club did Christian Ziga join after leaving Liverpool?
Oh my gosh.
You've got it, Matt. You've got this.
I'll only be a minute. Come in with me.
What is HomeSense anyway?
Look, outdoor furniture is in.
Hey, that's a great brand.
And it's a 6-piece set. Check out this price.
Are you sure that's not just the table?
No, chairs too. Is this an outdoor rug? It is.
It's nicer than our indoor rug.
Outdoor ottomans, planters, patio umbrellas. Are you seeing these prices?
You save a lot at HomeSense.
This is the year we love our backyard.
Can I say something?
Yes.
I'll get the truck.
And that is why I love you.
Save on outdoor like never before at HomeSense. Discover a store near you at HomeSense.com.
I feel like I'm going to get it the wrong way around. I'm thinking, for some reason, of a Fulham or Middlesbrough. I'm just going to go Fulham.
Spurs.
He came from Middlesbrough, innit?
Yeah. Let me see now. Bit of a moody one, this one. What illness left Marcus Babbel in a wheelchair and disrupted his career at the top
Jesus
level?
Jesus Christ.
What type of...
What?
Say that again. What type of illness?
What was the name of the illness that left Marcus Babbel in a wheelchair?
Sorry, Matt, you're by yourself on this
one. Can we all help him on this one? No, I'm willing to help him on this one. All of us.
Yeah, like, okay. Do you know what? This is a moody question.
It was some sort of an abdominal thing, wasn't it?
I know what it is. It's that. I'll give him this. It's that Julian Barr syndrome, isn't it, Keith? That's what he had, isn't it?
Yeah. It's close. Just want to go with the Julian Barr syndrome.
I think it's something like that.
This might be crucial point at the end.
No. Well, if I'm going to give them one point.
It was a muscle weakness.
Chris is right. It was starting to do with the muscles, isn't it? But I don't know the name of it.
I'll give you his 1 point. Shawnee helps out. It's the Guillain-Barre syndrome.
Okay.
I'll give his 1 point for opening that up. Yeah, it was. He never the same after it. 15 months.
Yeah,
he was out.
Yeah.
He was so good. Which club did Karl-Heinz Riedle finish his career after leaving Liverpool?
This is why he did Spain, you know. Obviously, he probably went back to Germany. It's going to be like Frankfurt, Borussia Dortmund. I'm just going to take a guess. Borussia Dortmund.
Nah, it was much closer. It was Fulham. He went on and became the manager of Fulham as well.
Oh, Jesus.
So
he has his wires crossed here, Matthew.
Yeah, we're in a bad way at the moment.
We're in a bad way, bro.
This is Istanbul 2005, man.
We're gonna have to do some serious work, lads. Like serious work.
Do not worry, because there'll be time to make all this up as the game goes on. So don't be too despondent as of yet. But after two rounds, we've got the Day Trippers on 24 and we've got Coppish on 15. And next up, we've got a game of higher lower. Again, it's 2 points for everyone you get right. And if you get the full set, you get 2 bonus points on this one. So, Callum, I'm going to let you go first as the trailing team. A, B, C, or D?
I went C last. It's definitely not C again. A.
Okay. This is Champions League goals. Okay. Champions League goals for Liverpool. Fernando Torres has 8. Peter Crouch, higher or lower?
For Liverpool.
And before we go on, you stop when you get it wrong. Do you know what I mean? So we don't keep going. So you only continue if you get them right.
Okay, so is this just Champions League goals for Liverpool?
For Liverpool, or? Yeah. Champions League goals for Liverpool. Peter Crouch, so higher or lower than A?
Can I help him? Or I can't.
No, because you'll have yours in a... You'll have a
Okay, cool.
Is this including qualifiers or is this Champions League?
Callum, you're taking liberties here. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. We want this quiz ended before Monday.
I'm going to go lower.
It's higher. 11. So that's a poor round.
Don't worry.
He got 3 and 1, didn't he? 4.
Yeah. Yeah, against, was it Galatasaray or something? My Besiktas, was it one of them? Yeah. Right, Grizz, over to you. B, C, or D?
B.
B. Okay. This is total games as captain of Liverpool, okay? Jordan Henderson has 196 games as the captain. Sammy Hippie, higher or lower?
He didn't play. He wasn't long as that. Lower.
It's higher. 204.
We needed that.
We did, bro. We did.
Appreciate that, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah, I was actually shocked at that one. Yeah,
I would have been. I was thinking Jared would have been captain for the most time. Yeah, Hippie, I was about.
Played a lot of games back then. What did we were playing in it? Every UEFA cups and all, racking up appearances. Matt, C or D?
I'll go C this time.
C. Okay, it's all time appearances, right? All comps, all time appearances. Chris Lawler, one of Shankly's favourites, has 549 appearances. Don't worry about Chris Lawler. He's only the starting point, right?
Bro, when you said Chris Lawler, I was just like,
damn! Don't be worrying yourself about Chris Lawler.
Right? All right, we move. Don't worry, Carl. I've got this. Go on.
549 appearances for Liverpool, right?
Uh-huh.
Kenny Dalglish, higher or lower?
Higher.
Lower. 515. Lads, nobody's pulling up any trees in this round, and I'm going to give them bonus points if you can get the full house. Like, Shawnee, you might have actually landed on your feet with this one. It's Premier League assists, okay? Trent Arnold, 29. Danny Murphy, higher or lower?
Fucking hell, I don't even know, man.
That's a tricky one.
That is.
29 from Trent?
Yeah.
There was a season when Danny Murphy was putting up numbers, wasn't it? You know what? I'm gonna say lower, Keith.
Correct. 25. Oh, so well done. 25 for Danny Murphy. Jordan Henderson, higher or lower?
Higher.
Correct. 38. So, Andy Robertson, higher or lower than 38?
Lower.
Correct. 33.
I'm going to need you to fumble here, Shawnee, by the way, bro.
Xabi Alonso, higher or lower than 33?
Lower.
Correct. 17. James Milner, higher or lower than 17?
In all comps?
Premier League.
More than 17. Higher.
Correct. 24. Rootless by Shawnee there at the end. So you get 5 correct. That's 10 points. And a 2-point bonus as well.
In the Champions League. Didn't
he? When he said, all comps, I thought of even, Milner as well in the Champions League, but he went insane.
No, it was just Premier League. It was just Premier League.
Oh, I was thinking he would have had more than 17 if he'd done 10 one season. Just trying to apply logic.
Yeah.
So that's 10 points for Shawnee and 2 bonus. So 12 points. Unfortunately, the lads got 0. So that's 36 against 15. But again, I keep saying it. There's a chance to get
it. He's going to kill us.
We actually fumbled the bag. We fumbled. Yeah.
Don't be worrying about it.
Trust me, the last round's like 100 points for each question and shit. Relax.
Don't you be. Keep your beak out of it. Keep your beak out. The next round is name the lineup. And I'm going to stick with Coppish as the trailing. A or B, there's only 2 games that we're going to look at here. A or B.
I haven't smashed this one. I know this Colin has fucking photographic memory, that fella, I'm telling you.
Yeah, look what's happened to me this game, though. what do you want to go for, Matt?
Boy, let's go A, innit?
Okay, A. These are quite easy, right? So this should be a handy one.
No pressure.
No, it's not. They're not obscure reserve games around. This is the 2001 FA Cup final, Liverpool against Arsenal. So what we're going to do is I'm going to name a player. The first one you get wrong is out. You get 2 points for every player you get. So you name a player. You can work as one after another. So I don't want just conferring, really. I want you to sort of go, Callum, give me a player, then Matt, give me a player, Callum, give me a player. And we'll mark them off as we go. So until you get one wrong.
Is this starting 11, yeah?
Starting 11. If you give me someone that was on the bench, I'm going to let you have one go again. So if you give me one player that's on the bench for it, I'm not going to rule you out. I'm going to let you sort of have one life. If he's not on the bench, is that out?
Cool. All right. Do you want to go first, Matt?
Yeah, go.
Vesterveld in goal.
Correct.
Come on.
All right. Hippie centre back.
Correct.
The hand of Honcho was a centre back partner in Hoopia.
Oh, yes.
Correct.
Right. I'm going to buy some time, Cal. Steven Gerrard.
Correct.
You can win the rest of the defense.
Marcus Babbel.
Correct.
Matt's doing exactly what I would do.
Well, I'm just trying to buy some time. Mike Lowen, the goal scorer. Mike Lowen.
That's exactly what I would say.
Correct.
Kind of walk your way through the back line, bro.
Left back, I'm going to go Carragher.
Correct.
Ooh, this is where it gets techie.
All right, so we've got right. back four now, Matt, and we've got goalkeeper.
Name
we've
the
got
manager,
one
Matt.
Of the strikers.
So, it would have been... Emil Heskey.
Correct.
I was going to say, if I didn't get out right,
Did this player start or not? Because I know he got the assist for the winner, but I don't know if he started. I'm going to say he didn't. I'm going to go Harman.
Yes, I've already said as well.
Correct.
So we've got, Jordan Harman in the two. We've got the two up top. That means the wings, how, isn't it? Left and right, isn't it?
I don't know if Gerrard started centre mid that day.
If he didn't, that means it would have been Murphy then.
I don't know.
Flip. Because we're going to take too much time.
I don't think it is. Think of the other person in midfield. Who is it? Is it Matt's? Matt has to give the answer now, isn't it?
Matt's answer.
It's got to be me, innit? So it's not, if he's not Murphy. Patrick Berger.
Incorrect. But he was on the bench. No, wrong. He was on the bench. So you get a chance.
I'm gonna go McAllister.
Incorrect. He was on the bench as well. So he's out now. It was Danny Murphy.
And Risa.
No, Vladimir Smita.
But this is what I was gonna say. Murphy,
I
know, bro.
I've been there, bro. I've been there.
Sorry.
But he's
I've been there.
Mana, don't
worry, I need to run around Abby's house last week.
18 points for the lads there. 18 points, which is a nice haul.
33 now.
Nice.
Shawnee, we got this, broski. We got this.
So, right. Tom, they're not going to be mad obscure ones here, right? This is the League Cup final in 2012 against Cardiff.
I know this one out of the back of my hand.
No way, you deal, you lawyer.
I swear to
God. No, this one is, this, I think this one's easier, I think. Thinking of it now, I think so. I say that now. But...
So, Grizz Khan is going to start this one off.
2012.
We're not looking fair here, are we?
No, so you, well, you can sort of spitball like the lads were, but no.
I know this one. This is a killer.
This is a killer. All right. I'm sorry, Shawnee. I'm going to have to start going through the regulars, and then we'll work our way towards it. So Cardiff, fuck, you know, I watched it live, replay of it the other week.
He's a beaut for this.
This is killing me. I've, by the way, guys, my hands are here. I've written down the whole team. So when you guys have said it, I'm going to show you on camera.
Oh, my God.
Go for it.
I'll go with the keeper, Pepe.
Correct.
Yeah. Glenn Joe.
Correct.
Then...
Oh, back to Grizz.
Was it? I'm going to be brave and start doing it on.
I'm pretty sure he was. Will.
I can't confirm.
No, you can't confirm. No.
Don't be brave. Just
all right,
go.
All right, Henderson.
Correct.
Me then.
Yeah.
Martin Skrtel.
Correct.
Enrique, the Spanish left back one.
Correct.
Mad one.
Me next.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did play because it was a cousin played in the game. Gerrard.
Correct. Grizz.
Suarez. Sorry, Shawnee. I'm going to go with a. Make sure ones.
Correct.
Charlie Adam, Mr. Penal.
Correct.
Downing.
Oh,
correct.
Great. Who's the other centre half?
That's the one I wanted to go for, but you stopped me because I wasn't sure.
Was it Aga?
Correct.
Oh.
Yes.
Grizz, what's left? Last one.
What we got left?
One.
Striker.
A striker. Is it a striker, Shawnee?
I think so.
Come on.
Have we said which one have you said? Fuck, I didn't concentrate.
I don't know because I don't know whether he came off the bench or not. The bench is all right, Keith, is it?
If he's on the bench, just get one. You know, Carol. Life.
Carol,
correct.
Oh, I would have went with Carol. It was a Kelt, was it
Carol? It was Carol, yeah. Kelt was on the bench.
Kelt comes on and scores, doesn't he?
Yeah, Kelt's on the bench, yeah. Unfortunately, the way it goes, the lads done well there, and then the boys have just kicked them at the end. Kicked them at the post.
It wasn't Mr. Penn, and everyone thought he did on boards.
the whole rerun was on Sky Sports about a week ago, so that helped.
Yeah, so at the end of round four, we've got the Day Trippers on 58 and the Coppish lads are on 33. Again, this can all be clawed back. We're going on to round five. Round five is called, well, Fortunate Families, because I don't want to be done for copyright. It's going to be sort of like Family Fortunes on this one, right? So it's going to be a bit easy, right? the two team captains are going to have to buzz in on the first question. So they're going to just say their name. Don't just shout an answer. Say your name. I've got a list, and I've sent this list to somebody that does be in the chat that can confer it afterwards. So there's no skullduggery going on. I've gone and asked, I've done a bit of market research on this, and I've asked a question to a certain amount of people and I've come back with answers. So I'm going to ask you guys a question and you're going to give me an answer. And you can then, whoever gets the higher position or gets it right and the other person gets it wrong can choose to play or pass the question. Okay. So we'll just leave it at that for now, right?
And I'll explain the rest.
Just the team captains. And then the next question is going to be between Shawnee and Matt, right? So okay. The first one, right? So it's between Grizz and Callum. So say your name if you want to go first. And this, I'll just clarify this as well before we start. It's the order that the amount of answers I've got back will determine the order of the positions of this. So you might say an answer and think it's wrong, but I'll explain it afterwards, right? So the question is, the most expensive signings for Liverpool in their history.
Callum,
go.
It's the most expensive signing.
Just one. I just want one player. That's all. Just give me a name.
Virgil van Dijk.
Correct. And it's the highest answer, right? It's number one. Now, just to clarify what I was saying there, that doesn't...
Time. Ain't no way like the cowboy way, have a cowboy kind of day, yeah.
Try the new Big Sky Burger at Roy Rogers. It's Smithfield pulled pork, beer battered onion rings, American cheese, and spicy barbecue sauce on a Kaiser bun.
Have a cowboy kind of day at Roy's, ain't no way you're going wrong, hey, yeah.
DoorDash and Uber Eats available at participating restaurants.
Not mean this goes in order of... It just means the most people came back with Virgil van Dijk as the answer, okay? So, Callum, do you want to play or just want to pass? If you get two wrong, right?
It goes over.
It goes over and the lads can steal. So the way this is going to work, you have to get the rest
five
of them.
Answers?
So you've got five more to get.
Five
you
more?
You have to get, yeah. So you have to get all five. If you do, you get 20 points. Ooh. If you get two wrong, it can go to the lads.
And
the lads
they
can
just,
then
they just need
steal it with one answer for 25 points.
Can I get involved or I can't get involved yet?
No, you get involved. Yeah, you
yeah, yeah we need to decide if we play or pass, Matt.
So you can decide whether you want to play with the most expensive signings for Liverpool. You have five to get. It doesn't have to be the most five in order. It's just the names that came back to me on a little poll. That I've done. And as I said, I've wrote this down and I've sent it to someone who can verify the names. So there's no cheat.
Really said, yeah. I think we can do this still, you know.
You want to do it then, yeah?
Yeah, let's move. I think we can do this.
All right, let's go for it.
I say next one.
Yeah.
Next signing would be, I would say, Alisson.
Correct. Alisson is on in the fifth. He only got three votes out of me 100.
Really? Even though he was...
It's not in the order. You have to remember, it's not in the order.
Yeah, I'm scared now, man. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Look.
All right. I'm going to go Andy Carroll.
Correct. With four votes, Andy Carroll came in.
That's mad that Alisson's like
that's thrown me, bro.
Alisson should be up. All right, do you know what then? Do you know Naby Keita?
Correct.
Yes,
with
Matt.
Two votes, Naby Keita got in.
Two.
Yep.
That's so crazy. We've got two more we need to get.
So we've used Alisson, Keita, and who's the other one you said, Carl?
Carroll. And Virgil. Mo Salah.
Correct.
Come on.
22 people went with Mo Salah, the second highest.
Damn.
So there's... All right. It's between two.
So we've got... Is there only one more we've got to get, yeah?
There's one more we need to get.
All right, so Blatty, they're going to say... All right, so we've got to think of the people.
There's Sadio three Mane. Names. Sadio Mane. Ox and Suarez, I'd say. Or Torres. So there's four.
Surely they're going to go Mane. Think of recency bias. They'll think of Mane most likely. That's what I would have thought so, anyway.
I don't know if they will in terms of price.
Remember, Torres was
everyone knows Ox was more. Should we go Ox?
Actually, no. Wait a minute. Because Ox was, what was Ox? 35 rising to 40. Yeah. Mane, I think, was about, what was 30. Mane?
30.
Let's go Ox, Cal. Let's go Ox.
We're going to go Ox, Keith.
One X.
Shawnee, the one that comes straight to mind.
Well, hold on, Grizz. You don't see two leading. Yeah. If they get another one wrong, they've one more guess.
Oh.
So if you get two X's, it goes over.
So it's not.
Oh. So it's not Ox.
Fuck, I nearly spoke, Shawnee. Tell me.
So that means, Cal, we said Torres, Mane, and who was the other one?
Suarez.
This is crazy because them man, they shouldn't even be hyped. Well, Torres and remember Suarez was 22.7 or 22.8.
Yeah, Torres was a record at the time.
Yeah, but it was.
You just have to remember these are the names that just came back on the survey.
Torres at the time was either 20 or 24, depending on who you.
Should we do Mane then?
Mane was about between. Mane between 30, 36. Yeah, let's go Mane.
Gone with Mane.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh, come on! Really?
Yeah. So that's it.
That's that Gerrard gold champ 2005. That's the Gerrard gold, Matt. We're back in it. Hello. Here we go. We're back in now.
How many votes did Fab get?
Did what?
I was going to say, Fabinho. That was
50 million. Money.
No one came back. Yeah, no one came. No, see, this is that's what I mean. Like, so I only asked an amount of people to name me. Liverpool's highest, so it's the names that came back. So, well, Fabinho is higher, well, Jota is higher, didn't come back in the list. Do you know what I mean? So, you ask 100 people, didn't ask 100. I've done a bit of maths on it to get it up.
They're back in it, a little bit of pressure, boy.
So, that's a nice little haul.
Just know, Matt, if they screw up and he comes over to us and they pass, we're back, baby.
As you said, hello.
That was some random survey, boy.
Oh, it was.
Now, random made in Norway.
Yeah, this is going to fall a bit on coin, no doubt. But his native bear in
Norwegians.
This one is between Matt and it's between Shawnee. Now, this might seem a bit unfair, but don't sort of dwell on the question as such. Shout your name if you want to be the first answer to throw in. I want Irish players who have played for Liverpool.
Shawnee,
give me one.
I can do
it. Steve Finnan
is not on the list, Shawnee. So, Matt, if you can give me one on the list. The fuck was that?
Republic of Ireland. I was going to say.
Who the fuck's doing them survey?
This one was done in Switzerland. Come on, he's got to give you an answer.
Come on, Mike, give us.
Robbie Keane
is not on the list. So, Shawnee, it goes back to you for a guess. So, the highest place on the list, whoever gets the highest answer on the list gets.
That's a mother.
Think I'm recency then, Grizz. Queevin Kelleher.
Queevin Kelleher is on the list. But can Matt give me a player that's higher on the list than Queevin Kelleher?
I think I know it.
So no Finnan, no Riquin. Pelé's gone. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to pass because I would have said Kelleher myself. That's the only person in recency.
So you're happy to give her up?
I ain't happy about it. I'm just hold on. Flipping hell, bro.
Okay, that's fine. So, Shawnee, you have control of the board. Do you want the play or do you want the pass?
Shawnee,
I'm gonna play.
Perfect. Really? This is a tough one.
When Robbie Keane wasn't on there, I'm not.
Keith, yeah. Play a pass. What's my options here? Talk to me.
Play a pass. So you can either play the board.
If you pass,
it goes to the lads and they have to get the full house.
So we risk it then. Shawnee, we risk it.
Yeah, sure. We'll go play.
All right. So you get two incorrects and it goes over to the boys.
We can confer, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, Shawnee, the one that I was thinking about came to my mind straight away is Ronnie Whelan or Aldridge. Them two.
What a player. Yeah, we'll go Ronnie Whelan.
Or shall we go Aldridge? Yeah.
30 yeah. people said Ronnie Whelan.
Okay. Then shall we go with Aldo?
We got Aldo. Yeah.
Very common.
Top answer, 38.
Okay. Shawnee, this is getting tricky now.
You have three more to get.
Right, Shawnee, Staunton,
Jason Houghton,
McAteer. Which one shall we go for?
Dave.
Who else did you have?
McAteer, Staunton. Actually, we shouldn't be saying them out loud. They'll fucking snap on them.
We go
McAtee, I think.
Oh no, we gave you Ronnie Whelan, yeah.
Yeah.
Ray Helton.
Not on the list.
No.
That's 1x.
Okay, let's go with the ones that we fucking said, Shawnee.
McAtee.
Correct.
Okay. We need one more.
You have two more to get, and you have only one incorrect answer left.
Has anyone said Mark Loro, or will no one know that? Beglin?
Staunton.
Staunton. We go with Staunton.
Staunton?
Yeah, Shawnee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incorrect. So there's two names on this list. Ooh, if the lads can get one of these, they steal 25 points.
Who do you think it is?
Do you want me to just say it? Do you want me to rip the band-aid off?
Go on, rip it off, bro. Listen, it's all or nothing, isn't it?
Well, you know what? They don't. Grizz and Shawnee don't get any points, do they?
They don't get any points, no.
Oh, so we've got nothing to lose here.
You have nothing to lose.
Oh, yeah.
You have all the game.
Feel bad.
Incorrect.
Oh,
so
life there, Sean. We got life there.
The other two names were Steve Hoyway and Mark Lawrence.
Mark Lawrence. I said, will they know it?
Yes, I wouldn't have got Steve Hoyway. I wouldn't have got Steve Hoyway. He would. I would have forgotten about him completely. But yeah, Loro.
My God.
Just to be clear now. That's
and
zero
how many of them are Irish, for fuck's sake?
Yeah, that's a good point. Two of them. But that's after throwing the cat among the pigeons now, because 0 points for the day trippers leaves them on 58. And 20 points for Coppish has brought them up to 53.
Whoa. So
it's getting tight. It's getting tasty.
Hello.
Now,
We shouldn't have played that round.
Right. So now, Grizz, I'm going to let you go. Give me A, B, or C.
A.
I knew you'd say A.
Don't ask me then.
Very good point, Grizz. Very good point. I'm going to send you a list.
No. What's this?
And Callum, give me B or C.
I'll go B.
Right, just for save me now in a minute. So, Grizz, I'm sending you this list. You start from the top. You have to give Shawnee a clue, right? It's called Give Us a Clue. I don't want you to do impressions, but I just want you to give a sort of a clue to let them guess who they are without giving away the key information like their name or anything like that, right?
Okay. But I can do an impression if I want to.
You can do an impression if you want, but you don't have
please
to.
Please don't. Kenny Taglish will end up sounding like he's from Lagos.
Grizz's impressions are they're either all Jamaican, Scottish, or African, so
okay, there's no impressions. All right, Shawnee, Some of these are fucking hard.
Okay, bro, let's go.
So it's, sorry, I'll just give you, it's 2 points for each correct answer.
Do I have to do an order?
Then do you have to do it in order?
Not really, as long as I get
you can skip it if you want, yeah.
All right.
So I'm gonna put I'm gonna get Callum sent over to him now in a sec. So you can skip if you want. So 2 points for each correct one.
Okay. There we go. Number one, Shawnee. Ladies and gentlemen, BBC One legendary commentator.
Cloyd Gilsley.
No, BBC One. Match of the day.
John Watson.
Yep. Second one, referee Fergie's Pocket. Retired. Always. Tall. Howard Looks Webb. Like Joe Walsh. Yep.
Howard.
Turn off your laptop. We're on staycation.
I'm on TotalWine.com. They have so many rosés, chardonnays, and proseccos. It feels like a real vacation.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, ridiculously low prices. Total Wine and more.
Yeah. Number three, Shawnee, focus. Number three, French maestro, elegance.
Zidane.
Yep. Number four, Braveheart. Our Braveheart.
Andy Rabo.
Yep. Number five, PE teacher. Are you having a laugh? Him and PE teacher.
Ole.
Yep.
Ole.
Okay. get him out of Chelsea. Get a proper coaching.
Frank get him Lampard.
Out. Yep. Pogba's a pile of shit. We Haggis, Sky Sports, Pogba's.
Oh no!
Okay, hard midfield. Yep. Number eight, female linesman. Female linesman.
Shane Massey.
Oh, great. Number nine, worst Liverpool striker. Hated Steven Gerrard. Carragher hated him.
Andy.
We bought him off the World Cup on the basis of a good World Cup.
Jovanovic.
No, foreign export striker.
Elhaj Diouf.
Yep. And number 10, that stupid woman that wanted null and void last season, but all hunky-dory this season. Yep, all done.
That's a full house for the lads. Full house.
Flipping hell, bro.
Is this time, yeah?
Yeah, it's timed, but it's generous with the time.
Flipping hell, Shawnee, whiz through them.
As it will be for yourselves, lads, so don't worry.
Female linesman.
Boy.
Great, you're mad.
Right, Callum, I'm just going to send you a DM, right?
Cool.
With your list on it.
On Twitter or Insta?
On Twitter.
Oh, you haggis.
I knew you'd, look, that's our code for Scottish. We know that. Whenever there's anything, just remember that. When I say we haggis, Scottish.
And let me know if you have that, Callum. Have you got it?
Yeah, yeah.
And can you read it?
Yeah. Clear.
Good stuff.
I can start whenever you want me
whenever
to.
Whenever you want.
All right, cool. Ready, Matt?
Yeah. Go on.
Ex-manager of England, Italian.
Oh, Capello.
Yeah. Used to play for Liverpool. Feet hangs out of the bed. Tall as anything.
Peter Crouch.
Striker. Yeah.
Peter Crouch.
Kung Fu Kick, Crystal Palace.
Oh, Bobby Firmino.
No. Kung Fu Kick in the crowd.
Oh, Cantona. Sorry. Yeah. I forget, it's not all Liverpool, isn't it?
Ex-Man United, but he was racist to Desai.
Ooh. Racist to Desai.
Nickname was Big. Think. All right, there's a slogan for a product which you can use. It does exactly what it says on the tin. What's the name of that product? All right, we'll come back to it. Just lost his job at Sheffield United.
Oh, Chris Wilder.
Referee in the Premier League, one of the better ones, if you can say that. Twist, think of Twist, the movie Twist, something Twist.
Oh, Oliver Holt.
No.
That's that flipping. Hold on.
Who's bad? That's the first name. Who's bad?
Oh, Michael. Michael.
Yeah, go on. Say his name, Matt.
There is a time on this, Matt. I'm not
Twist is his second name of the film. Twist, something Twist.
Michael Oliver. That's it.
Played for Manchester City, Argentine.
Tevez. Yeah,
The dullest Sky Sports commentator when Liverpool score a goal.
Carragher.
No. When Liverpool score a goal, he's dull as anything. It sounds like
goal.
Yeah, it sounds like a shot.
The one that goes.
Go on. You can do it.
What's his? My mind's gone blank. Hold on.
All right. Another one. He bit Ivanovic, one of our best strikers.
Yeah, Suarez. I'm trying to think of the referee one.
All right. Fulham attacking midfielder, stocky, short. Back in the day, French.
Dembele.
No. Short and stocky, back in the day.
Back in the day?
He looked like he could have it. He looked like he'd be a great welterweight.
For Fulham?
Yeah, back in the day. Right-footed, short, stocky.
Pass. We'll come back to it.
All right, so that's the only one apart from the other one.
Left. How long, man? I've done a shit and came
15
back.
15 seconds.
What's the other one's?
He was racist to Desai. He used to do commentating on ITV. He's Man United's boss at one point. Back in the day.
Skip it. Go to the next one.
It was Ron Atkinson.
What was that referee one?
How many they get?
You got Michael Oliver. You missed Martin Tyler for the commentator.
I don't know why I couldn't remember Martin Tyler, you know. Oh my gosh. You know what it is? The pressure, bro.
What's the Fulham players? That's Mal Bronk.
Yeah, Steve Mal Bronk.
Oh, Steve Mal Bronk. That, of course.
So after that round, the Trippers got the full house, got 20, so they're up to 78. The lads got 7. Got 7 correct, so that's 14 points. Brings them up to 67.
It was bad.
It was bad. But I should have remembered Steve Mal Bronk, you know. Oh, my God.
Now, lads. We're on to the final round. You may be pleased to know.
What's the score?
The scores are 78 to the Day Trippers and 67 to Team Coppish. The last round is going to be hard, okay? Or it might be easy. But you have to trust your partner, and how much do you trust your partner will depend on how many points you're going to get for each
tier
question.
Tier one.
Okay. So you have a total point. So the Trippers have 78. The lads have 67. So I'm going to start with the team that are behind again. So Callum and Matt, you have 67 points. Matt, I'm going to put Callum up first. How many of them 67 points do you want to gamble that Callum can get the question right that he gets asked? The first question.
You really want to shut down now,
if you get it wrong, you lose the points. You get it right, you get those points.
Cal, you're feeling confident, innit?
Whatever you want, bro.
Listen. All right.
If you don't see me on a Monday night live, listen, and copies tomorrow, you
we win and we lose, bro. We win and we lose. I say we bet. I say we start off with something like, what are you saying, 50?
It's your call.
No, Carl, I trust you, bro. 50. Let's go. We move. 50. Let's go.
50. Nice one. Roy, Callum, who has the best clean sheet percentage between Alisson, Kelleher, Karius, Adrian, or Mignolet? Who has the best clean sheet percentage between Alisson, Kelleher, Adrian, Karius, and Mignolet?
This is harsh, even for you, Keith. This is harsh.
Can I help him? I can't help him, Keith. I can't help him.
No, you helped him by putting 50 points on the line. You helped him.
I didn't know it was going to be this good.
You did say it was going to be hard, man. You throw me well and truly under the bus.
No, bro, don't worry about it.
All right, listen, so it's not Ali.
No.
It's definitely not Karius. It's not Migs either. Percentage, you said, right?
Yeah, percentage. So the highest clean sheet percentage.
So it's, I know I'm asking too many questions. Is clean this just is this, games? Is this all
no, get, it's all just games? They're all games, yeah.
All games. So here it is now. Kelleher played only one game in the league. No, that was in the Carling Cup last season, I believe. We obviously conceded in that. This season he's played against Brighton, conceded. I actually kept a clean sheet. Did he play against Midtjylland? Oh, it's between him and Adrian. I think Adrian's got the highest win percentage. I'm going to go Kelleher.
Incorrect. Loris Karius.
What? You're lying.
What? 44.9% clean sheet ratio.
Wow. I would have said I was going to go Kelleher if that was me as well. Yeah, I would have said exactly the same thing.
I would have said Adrian because of that. Do you know when when he was out for the start of the season? We kept a lot of clean sheets.
Karius came in the league and was solid for that half season, wasn't he? And then it was made of balls in the final, didn't he? Now, I'm not going to let you two start gambling 2 points or 3 points.
Why?
You know what I mean? Because that takes all the fun out of this whole competition. The lads are after losing, bleeding 50 points.
Oh, no, well, hold on. They went first, they made the big gamble. Come on.
Yeah. Well, if you can sleep at night, you do that. I think it'd be very unfair if you start acting.
No issues with me sleeping at night. No issues.
How many points are you gambling on?
I'll sleep till next week, motherfucker. I'll sleep until next week.
How many are you gambling on, Grace, Shawnee? Out of your 78.
Oh, 78.
Yep.
Is this the last round?
Yep.
Oh, we've won. We can do whatever we want, Sean. Play the game.
There's another question.
No, this is the last round.
Yeah, one question each.
Oh.
No, there's yeah.
Oh, then it could be anything, Sean, because they will do whatever needs to be done.
So what are the boys at now?
We ain't got much to go.
17.
We ain't got a lot left.
They're on 17. So they can only gamble 17, Shawnee.
Yeah.
Do the maths. It's over to you. Quick maths.
No, do you know what? What have we got, Keith?
You have 78. And look, I know I threw in that little rule, but I just threw that in just for the sake of, you know.
Oh, we do a bit of a cock tease on them.
Go half, Keith.
Go half. Right, so what's half of 78?
39.
Right. Grizz, 39 points, depending on this one. Where are we going? We're sort of taking that off the board. Who has the most LFC hat tricks between Fowler, Gerrard, Suarez, or Torres?
Can I come in here?
No.
If it's my favourite, it's my favourite.
It's a trick question.
It's fucking hell. It's my favorite. My favorite's Robbie. Shawnee, I'm gonna go with my. He's my favorite.
Okay.
My favorite striker of all time.
Yeah. Okay.
Robbie Fowler.
Correct.
Yes.
10. My
favorite striker of all time.
10 hat tricks.
Yeah.
I would have said Stevie G, so we would have lost that.
When you said trick question, I started thinking because I was sure it was Robbie Fowler. Then when you said trick, I started thinking.
Callum.
Yeah, we are in a.
You
bag,
have 17 man. Points here. How many do you want to gamble? For Matt.
You know what, Matt? It's go big or go home, innit?
It's all or nothing, innit? We're Conor McGregor right now, bro. Yeah. We're gassed out against Habib on the floor. You know when Habib's like, talk to me now, talk now.
17, Matt. All of
them. Let's go.
Like is our gumption, lads. Right. PFA Young Player of the Year, who has won it twice out of Rush, Fowler, Owen, Gerrard, and Trent. They've all won it. One of them has won it twice.
Is this to me or is this to Cal? Or is this
to
both?
No, this is you, bro.
Oh, it's to me. Oh, yeah. All right. Flip. All right. Rafaela, Owen, Jordan, Trent. Think.
Time to fire up the grill.
Time to go to Total Wine and find the perfect flavor to pair with those burgers.
Ooh, I love their beer cooler.
You love their prices even more.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, ridiculously low prices. Total Wine and more.
I'm going to go Owen.
Owen, final answer. It's an early finish to the quiz. It is Robbie Fowler.
Yeah.
I knew it was either Owen or Farley, you know.
It wasn't Owen won the main one.
That's what it is.
They all won it, but he won it twice. So the score is irrelevant, really.
Yeah, it is now.
It's now on zero.
Let's forget about scores and that, Keith.
it's a taking part that counts, right?
Yeah.
You made us sweat when it got to like 58, 53. We were out on our bollocks, man.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, the Coppish lads made me sweat when they bet 50 bleeding points.
Yeah, that was
me. I'm back to you all on Cal. I was like, Cal,
that was a turning point.
Don't let me near the casino with Matt. Never.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When you put me 50 points and I heard the names right out in the question, I was like, yeah, it's done. It's done.
You said you was confident. So I was like, oh, we might as well go big in it. We might as well.
Hey, what was the last one?
The what?
What was the last question?
I know it's 10. This could have gone on and on. I had 10 questions. So I'll give you the next one, Sean. You're right. Just out of curiosity, which LFC keeper has the most penalty misses against them? So saves or they just didn't hit the target. Clements, Grobler, Reina, or Mignolet?
Grobler.
Correct. 14. But yeah.
So it would have been done for if it continued, basically.
Yeah.
We would have been. Cheers, Shawnee. Thanks for that. Nailing the coffin and that.
I just had this
done. The referee's up there.
Listen, you guys are Barca. We're 3-0 up Barca. Yeah. Second leg at Anfield.
Second leg.
Well, that's it, everybody. Right. There is a second leg to come on this. Lads, the final score is 117-0. It's probably not a fair reflection of
it. So in the next
No, leg, you don't start with zero. No. we start level picking.
Yeah. And now look at this is the home leg and that wasn't away goals.
You should have taken the away goals, lads. Man,
yeah, we should have.
You can play Doherty in the second leg though. That's the beauty.
No, we won't. Nah, but do you know what? To make it fair, we'll probably keep the same format, but obviously change the questions. I think that makes it fair.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fine. But look, it was a bit of crack, you know what I mean? It was, as I said, it swing and change the way it goes on, and it was tough at the end. But I did like the attacking nature by the Coppish lads. 117.
They were all that attack. Knowing you got all that attack on the formation, leave nothing to back.
It's
Chelsea against Barcelona, it was one long punt and Torres was clean through.
Chris, I think we should send the kids out for the second leg.
We'll send Avi and Gav.
we got to go back now and explain to Drifty how this happened.
It's a learning curve. Don't gamble so hard. If you gamble, all jokes aside, if you do gamble, people, please gamble
responsibly.
Gamble aware. But now, look, it's been a bit of crack tonight, lads. And thanks for coming on and joining us. We do these quizzes every now and again, and it's just a way of sort of, you know, especially when the international break is on and content's probably not the highest, you know, it's a good way of killing an hour or so of a Sunday evening. So thanks for coming on, lads. Great sport. Thanks for joining us. Like I said, you can get your home back on whichever so, dream just, team gets sent so, over to
I just
you
switched the over the leg. Comments and someone said congrats on a clean sheet copy.
Well, that's it. Clean sheet percentage of 100%.
Oh, no. We're Adrian tonight, bro. We are Adrian.
That'd be worse than that.
We're sleeping in the basement. We're sleeping in the basement.
That's my head gone.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. See, that's it. The games, the percentage, he will play the load of bleeding. He done well in the second half of that season when he came in and then just flubbed it in the bleeding final.
Floppish.
But look. But now, look.
Floppish, you know.
I want to thank the lads for coming on and giving us the time.
Yeah, man.
Thanks very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, guys.
We look forward to that second leg. And before we finish up,
Barca tweet, we only need to score one goal, we'll get one.
That's an overconfidence.
Even when we got back into it, me and Kyle were like, when it got to 58 or 53, it was like, hello, hello, or like, goodbye, flipping out.
That's it, look, lads. It's all to play for. That's all we'd say. It's all to play for. So before we finish up, as I say, it's a bit of crack tonight. Thanks for coming on there, boys. And thanks for Sean and Grizz for representing the Day Trippers. We've got our subscribers. To get to 10,000 subscribers, we're going to do a giveaway when we hit the 10,000 subscribers mark. We're at about 8,500 at the moment. So if you watch the show and you enjoy the show, hit the subscribe. We don't think you'll be, you know, you'll be happy enough with the shows we put out. We feel it's always good. So if you don't subscribe, feel free to hit that up and we'll be doing a draw at random for a great prize. I know Sean, Grizz, I'm sure, is aware of it as well. And we will have more details on that coming soon. We're going to have shows coming up during the week. It's going to be, again, international break. God knows what it will be, what format will be on the shows, but we will have plenty of content coming over. Lads, Coppish boys, just want to plug out before you go?
We're back on tomorrow night with our tail between our legs.
Very humble. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be very quiet tomorrow. We're back again. Yeah, Monday Night Live. And just want to say thank you guys again for having us on.
Yeah, man. Really enjoyed
great show, you, man. Great show. It was a good laugh, man. Great show, guys. Trust me.
Cheers. Always a pleasure to have you on. Look, we leave it there. It's Sunday night. People have homes to go to, I'm sure.
Line of Duty recorded. Yeah.
Are you watching that one at a time, Grizz? And I always save them up and then do them all in a bleeding.
Yeah, I usually do that, but it's too boring at the moment with international week, so I just got to go with what I've got to go.
Fair play. Whatever you're into. We've been the Day Trippers. It's been a Sunday night Fatback 4 quiz special mashup with LFC Day Trippers and Coppish, and it's been a great show. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see us all again soon.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
I have been fed, that's a fact.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
My credit card purchases get me cash back.
No one else gets these rewards.
Sergeant, that is just plain untrue.
What in tarnation?
Sir, PenFed's PowerCash Rewards Card isn't just for military members. Anyone can get cash back on all purchases.
Ah, figgins! You've ruined my favorite song.
PenFed Credit Union. Visit PenFed.org/PowerCash. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
The $10 Tastemaker from Pizza Hut. Stuck in traffic? Just think of all the delicious meat and veggie combinations. Whoops, got a little distracted there. Large, up to three toppings, just $10. No one out pizzas the Hut. Deal not available in some locations. Exclusions apply.
Sports Social Podcast Network.